May we turn to the back of our bulletin.
让我们一起来看周报的后面。
We have a moment of reading.
让我们有段时间来读神的话语。
God's word. So what we are trying to do is I will be reading according to the slide, and I'm going to ask our sister Finland to read in Chinese per slide.
我们先要按着我们展示出来的影片来一页一页的来读。我们先从英文来读。
So if you can read from the screen, that's fine. Otherwise, you may read from your bulletin.
如果你能够看得到荧幕上面的字，我们可以一起照着荧幕上面的经文来读，或是你可以读周报的后面的经文。
The passage is from Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 to 7.
第一段经文是从加拉太书第一章六到七节。
This is written by Paul.
这是保罗所写的。
Verse 6, I'm astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion.And are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ.
我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音。那并不是福音，不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。
And let's continue on to chapter 2, verse 1. 14 years later, I went up again to Jerusalem, this time with Barnabas.I took Titus along also. I went in response to a relation and set before them the gospel that I preach among the Gentiles. But I did this privately to those who seemed to be leaders for fear that I was running or had run my race in vain.Verse 3. Yet not even Titus, who was with me, was compelled to be circumcised, even though he was a Greek.
加拉太书第二章，过了十四年，我同巴拿巴又上耶路撒冷去，并带着提多同去。我是奉启示上去的，把我在外邦人中所传的福音对弟兄们陈说。却是背地里对内有名望之人说的，唯恐我现在或是从前突然奔跑。但与我同去的提多虽是希利尼人，也没有勉强他受割礼。
Verse 4. This matter arose because some false believers had infiltrated our ranks to spy on the freedom we have in Christ Jesus and to make us slaves.We did not give in to them for a moment so that the truth of the gospel might be preserved for you. Verse 6. As for those who were held in high esteem, whatever they were made no difference to me. God does not show favoritism. They added nothing to my message.
第四节，因为有偷着引进来的假弟兄私下窥探我们在基督耶稣里的自由，要叫我们做奴仆，我们就是一刻的功夫也没有容让顺服他们，为要叫福音的真理仍存在你们中间。至于那些有名望的，不论他是何等人，都与我无干。神不以外貌看人，那些有名望的并没有加增我什么。
Verse 7. On the contrary,They recognized that I had been entrusted with the task of preaching the gospel to the uncircumcised, just as Peter had been to circumcised. For God, who was at work in Peter as an apostle to the circumcised, was also at work in me as an apostle to the Gentiles. Verse 9. James, Cephas, and John, those esteemed as pillars, gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship when they recognized the grace given to me. They agreed that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised.
反倒看见了主托我传福音给那位受割礼的人， 正如托彼得传福音给那受割礼的人，那感动彼得叫他为受割礼之人做使徒的，也感动我，叫我为外邦人做使徒。又知道所赐给我的恩典，那称为教会柱石的雅各、基法、约翰，就像我和巴拿巴用右手行相交之礼，叫我们往外邦人那里去，他们往受割礼的人那里去。
Verse 10. All they asked was that we should continue to remember the poor, the very thing I have been eager to do all along. When Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he stood condemned. For before certain men came from James, he used to eat with the Gentiles. But when they arrived, he began to draw back and separate himself from the Gentiles because he was afraid of those who belonged to the circumcision group.
只是愿意我们纪念穷人，这也是我本来热心去行的。后来基法到了安提阿，因他有可责之处，我就当面抵挡他。从雅各那里来的人未到以先，他和外邦人一同吃饭，及至他们来到，他因怕奉割礼的人，就退去与外邦人隔开了。
Verse 13. The other Jews joined him in his hypocrisy, so that by their hypocrisy, even Barnabas was led astray. And when I saw that they were not acting in line with the truth of the gospel, I say to Cephas in front of them all,You are a Jew, yet you live like a Gentile, not like a Jew. How is it then that you force Gentiles to follow Jewish custom?
其余的犹太人也随着他装假，甚至连巴拿巴都随伙装假。但我一看见他们行得不正，与福音的真理不合，就在众人面前对基法说：你既是犹太人，若随外邦人行事，不随犹太人行事，怎么还勉强外邦人随犹太人呢？
Before we try to understand the background of this particular passage, we need to study the history.
在我们想要了解这段经文的主要内涵的时候，我们要先了解它的背景，历史背景。
It looks like Paul is writing to a group of people which.They became Christian because of Paul.
看起来好像保罗是写给一群人，这一群人呢是一群基督徒，因着保罗而成为基督徒的人。
So they have a very tight relationship with Paul.
所以他们跟保罗有很亲密的关系。
According to the book of Acts, it looks like those are the group of people who live in the province of Galatia.
从使徒行传里面看起来这一群人好像是住在加拉太的地方的人。
And because of the mission trip of Paul, they were led to Christ.
因为保罗的旅行传道的原因，这一群人成为基督徒。
And they were saved because of Paul.
他们是因着保罗才得救的。
And because of them, those new believers, Paul established churches in this area.
也是因为这一群人的关系，保罗就在这个地区设立了一个新教会。
Little did Paul know once he left that area.
但是没有想到，保罗一离开那个地方
，some other group came into the churches.
后脚就进了一群人。
And they are the false teachers from Jerusalem.
他们是一群从耶路撒冷来的假导师。
They are so-called Christians.
他们是挂名的基督徒。
And yet, they believe in Judaism.
然后他们却是相信犹太教的。
They want to convince the Christians in the province of Galatia that they need to become a Jew first in order to receive salvation.
他们渗透进入教会，要说服加拉太各教会的一些信徒，让他们以为受割礼和谨守摩西律法是得救的必须先决条件。
So for Paul, in order to preach the gospel, he not only faced the enemies externally.
所以保罗为了要传福音，他不仅面对外在的敌人
，He also need to face opposition within.
他也面对内里的敌人。
So the first adversary of the gospel.According to this passage, is that the teaching of false doctrine.
所以从这段经文我们看到第一个福音的敌人是错误的教义。
Those false teachers came into the church and giving a doctrine saying that you have to be a Jew first.
这群假教师他们进入这个教会给他们一个教导就是说你要先成为犹太人。
You need to be circumcised first.
你要先受割礼。
Otherwise, you cannot receive salvation.
不然你就没有办法得着救恩。
Now you may wonder why it's such a saying becomes so convincing to them.
你会想说为什么他们所讲述的根据和逻辑这么的有说服力呢？
And actually, it's very relevant to us that we can appreciate this.
事实上，这一些是跟我们很有关系的，我们可以来思想应用的。
I remember when I was young, when I first came into church.
我记得我年轻的时候第一次来到教会。
And the preachers.And Sunday school teacher were talking about Jesus Christ.
主日学的老师正在讲耶稣基督。
And to me, I have no idea what is Christ. And in my mind, Christ is a part of his name.
对我来讲，刚接触教会的时候，基督对我来讲，我都不知道什么意义。我以为是耶稣的一个名字。
And finally, I have a chance to talk to my Sunday school teacher.
最后，我终于有机会跟我的主日学老师谈话了。
I asked my Sunday school teacher and asked him, "Could you tell me what is Christ?"
我问我的主日学老师说，你可以告诉我基督是什么吗
？And the Sunday school teacher said that, "Let me tell you, Christ means the Anointed One."
主日学老师跟我说，基督的意思就是受膏者。
Thank you very much. What is the Anointed One?
谢谢你。但是受膏者是什么意思？
I still have no idea what that is.
我实在是还是没有任何的感觉，这个是什么意思？
Because the anointed one has no relationship to me.
因为这个词句对我来讲根本就是没有关系的。
I have no background to understand what is the anointed one.
我没有这种的背景来明白了解受膏者是什么意思。
In the same way, people in Galatia at the time, those Gentiles, they have no idea what Christ is.
同样的，对加拉太的这一群新基督徒来讲，他们也不明白基督是什么意思。
However, Christ, this particular term, means a lot to the Jews.
但是事实上，受膏者这个意思对犹太人有很深的意义。
It means it's the anointed one from God.
这是讲说他是从神来的受膏者。
And this particular person will be the savior for God's people.
他是从神那边预备来要拯救神的子民的一个人。
And therefore, Christ carries a particular meaning to the Jews.
因此，基督对犹太人来讲是有一个特别的意义的。
And it's reserved for the descendants of Abraham.
是为亚伯拉罕的后裔而设立。
For this very reason, those Judaism Christian and was telling the Christians, the Gentile Christians in Galatia.
所以这些犹太教的人就对这些非犹太人来说
Christ is reserved for the descendant of Abraham.
基督是为犹太亚伯拉罕的后裔而预备的那一位。
And therefore, you people, you need to be Jews first. You need to become and be qualified as the descendant of Abraham in order to receive this salvation, in order to receive Christ.
所以人必须要首先成为犹太人，成为亚伯拉罕的后裔之后呢，人才有资格来领受基督的救恩。
And now this sounds very logical.
这听起来好像很合理。
And yet Paul, once Paul heard about this news, he was furious. He was very, very upset and angry.
但是保罗听到这件事情却是非常的愤怒填膺。
And therefore he sent this letter without much greeting immediately when.How he opened this letter, he said, I'm astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel.
所以他很快的就义愤填膺的写了一封信给加拉太人，并且说我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音。
Is this really that serious?
有这么严重吗？
Why Paul is so emotional?
保罗为什么那么激动呢？
Aren't those people a believer in God?
这群人不是信神吗？
They also believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
他们也信耶稣是神的儿子啊。
And we need to understand why Paul was so angry.
但我们必须要了解其中的道理。
And actually, from about 2,000 years ago,
在2000年前
and actually, when Jesus set his church on the earth,
当耶稣建立教会的那天起
more and more people believe in Christ.
世上蒙恩得救的基督徒就不断地在成长
and Christianity spread throughout the world.
基督的信仰传到了世界各地
and yet there are cults and heresies also began to grow.
但是打着基督教旗帜的异端邪说也蓬勃地发展
and throughout the history,
经历历史的洗练之后
throughout the trials of history, all the church all come together and come up with three touchstones to test which one is considered the authentic belief in Christ.
教会结论出三大试金石来检验基督的信仰是否纯正
Because if we don't have this touchstone, we really have no idea who are preaching the orthodox or correct gospel.
因为没有这些试金石，我们没有办法分辨谁所传的是纯正的基督真理。
One, the first touchstone is the Trinity.
第一个试金石是三一论。
That we believe there is only one God.
我们相信只有一位神。
And yet there are three persons.
但是他有三个位格。
And yet they are in unity.
然而他们是合一的。
And now that's what we believe.
这是我们所相信的神。
The second is Christology.
第二个是基督论。
That we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
我们相信耶稣基督是神的儿子。
He is God.
他是神。
At the same time, he is 100% human as well.
同时他也是百分之百的人。
Now the heresy, those Judaism Christians, they try to preach, those people, they all believe in Trinity and they also believe Christology.
这些犹太教的异端他们所传的是他们也相信三一神。他们也相信基督是神的儿子。
They also believe Jesus is the Son of God. And therefore, they passed the first two touchstones.
所以他们是通过第一个试金石。
And however, they fell on the third pillar or the third touchstone of Christianity.
但是他们的问题是出在第三个试金石。
We call soteriology.
是我们所称的救赎论。
Or the doctrine of salvation.
或是救恩论。
And what they believe is that because Jesus is the Messiah.
他们相信耶稣基督是救赎主。
And yet the Messiah is reserved for the Jews.
但是这位救赎主是为犹太人预备的。
And therefore you must become a Jew first.
因此你要先成为犹太人。
And not only that, you also need to observe the law of Moses.
不止这样子，你还要遵守摩西的律法。
And what they are trying to say is you need to save yourself by observing the law.
他们所要说的就是说你要借着来行律法得救。
And at the same time, they deny the work of Christ.
同时在这样子的做法当中他们就否认了耶稣基督他的作为。
And this is very, very horrible.
这是他们的问题所在。
Because they deny what Jesus has done on the cross.
因为他们否认了耶稣基督在十架上面的工作。
They deny the worth of the blood of Christ.
他们也否认了耶稣基督宝血的代价。
And not only that.
不止这样子。
The relationship that was built, the foundation of the relationship between us and God was built on our merit.
所以他们把我们跟神的关系的基础是建立在自己的工作上面。
And rather than the love of God.
而不是神的爱。
Because Christ has died on the cross.
因为耶稣基督在十架上为我们而死。
It is the very expression of God's love.
那是神给我们的无比大爱。
And yet, right here, they try to deny that very fact.
但是他们就是完全的否认了。
They think they can use their own pious to earn God's grace.
他们认为他们透过自己的敬虔可以得到神的恩典。
They are actually repeating the mistake what Adam and Eve made.
他们事实上是在重蹈亚当跟夏娃的覆辙。
Did Adam and Eve believe in God?
亚当跟夏娃他们相信神吗？
Yes, they believe there is God.
是的，他们相信有神。
Do they know they have sinned?
他们也认为他们自己有罪吗？
Yes, they did.
是的。
And the problem is how they resolve the problem of their sinning is the big issue.
问题是在于亚当夏娃他们怎么解决他们罪的问题呢？
They thought they can cover their wrongdoing by the fig tree leaves.
他们以为他们可以用无花果树的叶子来遮盖他们自己的错误。
They thought they can accomplish something in order to cover their shame.
他们以为他们自己可以做一些事情来遮盖他们自己的羞耻。
This type of doctrine,
这一种思想、主义、教义
express that they are actually not just one savior, but two.
这种教义呢，展现出来是并不是一个救主而已，而是有两个。
One is Jesus,
一个是耶稣。
And the other one is I myself.
一个是自己
because I can also save myself.
因为我可以自救
and I can because of the credit goes to myself too.
因为我可以自救，所以这个救恩的功劳我可以归自己。
This type of saying is actually very attractive.
这种论点实在是很吸引人的
because we all want to make sure that I do worth something in this world.
我们都希望在这个世上我自己是有价值的。
Even though I'm short, I'm ugly, and yet I have a soft heart.
所以即使我很丑，可是我很温柔。
And we feel, well, at least I'm worth something here.
我总是有一些好的地方的。
I can still use my own effort to accomplish what God asks us to do.
我是可以借着我自己的力量来赢得神的接纳的。
In order to receive salvation.
也因此来得到拯救。
And this type of understanding and this type of propaganda continue on from 2,000 years even up to now.
我这样子的信息一直用不同的包装，从过去2000年前到现在，在呈现在我面前。
And nowadays we know Mormon is like that.
就好像摩门教就像这样。
Jehovah's Witness is like that.
耶和华见证人会也是这样。
And even sixteenth century Catholic Church is like that.
在十六世纪的天主教也是这样子的。
And those heresy also carry out another, another big issue.
这些异教还带着另外一种问题。
Is the pride.
那就是骄傲。
The pride of their own culture.
民族主义的骄傲。
They want to cover up their pride, their culture pride, their ethnic pride, by using the name of Christianity.
他们用基督教这样的名字来包装他们民族主义的意识形态骄傲。
The Jews at the time, they think they are superior than other race.
犹太人在那个时候认为他们的民族是很优越的。
However, this is not only reserved for the Jews only.
这不只是犹太人这样子。
2,000 years later,
两千年后的今天
we all carry such pride.
我们也都有这样的民族性的骄傲。
We may say, I'm Chinese.
我可能说我们是中国人。
Not only I'm Chinese, I'm American Chinese.
不止我是中国人，我是在美国生活的中国人。
I have high income and I'm educated.
我有很高的收入，很高的教育。
I'm from Taiwan.
我是从台湾来的。
There is a pride within us, and yet we cover with Christianity or in the name of church.
在我里面有这样的一个骄傲，但是呢，我们却用基督教或者基督徒这样的包装我们自己的骄傲。
And today, the churches are doing almost similar in some area.
今天的教会在一些地方也在做同样的事情。
The church may use the name saying, I want to outreach to different culture groups.And they start a different culture-centric fellowship.
教会或许会用一个借口说我是要去接触不同族群的中国人。
The reality is we want to get together and with similar background people.
事实上我们只是想要跟背景相同的一群人在一起。
To enjoy ourselves.
我们自己一起来享受我们同在的快乐。
To flourish our culture.
来丰富我们的文化。
And yet, at the same time, they are church who genuinely say, we need to outreach those particular sects of people.
但是有些教会他们真正的是想要去接触不同族群的人。
They try very hard. They learn the language of those groups. They try to understand their background, their needs. And they create different fellowships in order to outreach to different groups to preach the gospel to them. Apparently, there are no difference between those two types of churches. And yet, one is using the name of Christ in order to build up their own culture association. And yet, there is the other group. They want to outreach to different groups, say, I no longer belong to my own culture. I'm willing to outreach to other cultures.
I'm
willing to co-work with people with different cultures so that people can be saved. Now, this is a very honorable intent. And sometimes, if we are not careful, we may fall into another category. We become ethnic-centric church. And we try to raise our culture identity. We try to preach culture ideology. The third issue of this heresy is that it will develop a crooked spiritual life.
问题, 我们这里要提到的第三个问题,
because their spiritual growth is based on what they do and how much they have observed the Mosaic law. And naturally, they will start to compare what they have done versus how other people are doing. And they start to repeat the mistake the Pharisees had made before. They start to twist God's word in order to fit into their own understanding. They will not surrender themselves under the cross, but rather use the name of Christ in order to find out how can I climb up the ladder in such group. Now, if the foundation of the salvation is based on our own effort, then Jesus has died for us in vain. Now Paul says this is in other gospel.
保罗说,
and later on he says, in fact, this is not gospel at all. This is poison.
这不是福音,
and this is the one how one can use this to raise one's ego.
And this
is very addictive.
这个是会习惯的。
And not only that, it will turn out the reason why we do good,
这个就是我们为什么要去做好的关系, 做好事的关系。
Then the purpose of doing good is no longer because of love,
行善的目的不再是为了爱了,
but rather for fear and merit, and in order to boost up ourselves. And soon such rule can become the vehicle of manipulation in the church. So people can manipulate one's life according to this understanding, this doctrine.
他们可以用这样的教义来左右一个人的生活。
And Paul understands how serious this is.
保罗他明白这个问题有多严重。
Because he himself was a Pharisee.
因为他自己是法利赛人出生的。
He understands when we don't have a good foundation of the gospel.
他知道如果我们没有一个正确的福音的基础的话
It will bring forth a wrong motive of doing anything in the church.
他会带出一个错误的动机我们在教会所做的一些事情的动机都是错的
So if our salvation is based on our deeds and merit,
如果救恩是凭着行为的话
And soon we will constantly making judgment on other brothers and sisters in the church.
我们人就会对教会弟兄姐妹不断的有定罪的眼光
and say, I have fulfilled this particular regulation in the law.
你会认为你自己已经达到神律法的这样一个标准
and if you haven't,
但是如果你没有的话
you must be guilty.
那你就是有罪的了
and therefore we start to become a very judgmental group.
我们就成为一个容易论断人的一群人
and how does Paul to solve the problem?
保罗怎么样解决这样的问题呢
？He encountered with this heresy face on.
他正面的来抵挡这样的一个
论断。He opposed anything that denies the work of Christ.
他抵挡一切不承认耶稣基督救恩。
And he also mentioned in also in the same book, the evidence of being saved is the Holy Spirit.
他从这在加拉太书，保罗特别提到，圣灵是我们得救的凭据。
It's not because of what we have done or because of the circumcision.
不是我们所做的或是外在的割礼。
It's all because of the grace of Lord Jesus Christ.
完全是因为耶稣基督的恩典。
To counter, the heresy preached by those Judaism Christian.
面对那些犹太主义的信徒所。传的这些歪曲的道理
Paul does not try to maintain the false peace outwardly.
保罗并没有只想要维持那些外在假象的和平
He did not withdraw.
他并没有不去对抗
He stood up and fight.
他是完全正面的去面对这些事情
To withdraw and be quiet is not an expression of love.
如果我们是只是保持和平不去正面冲突的话这并不是神的爱
It's just a way of being coward of not standing up what is right.
这是因为我们的胆小而已。
And allowing the scheme of Satan to manifest in the church.
当我们这样子做的时候，我们是让恶者的诡计能够在教会得逞。
And Paul, knowing full well that to raise up ourselves and to deny God's work is the thinking from the serpent.Under the tree of good and evil.
保罗他很清楚的，我们要提高自己，否定神这样的思想是来自分辨善恶树下的那条蛇的伎俩。
We become the descendant of Abraham by faith.
我们是凭着信心成为亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And the reason why we are saved is what because what Jesus Christ has done. It's not because what we have done.
我们得救呢，是因为我们相信耶稣基督为我们所成就的，不是我们相信自己做了什么。
We cannot trust ourselves.
我们没有办法相信我们自己。
We trust the work of the cross.
我们所信的是耶稣基督他的作为。
And to Paul, he will not budge a bit when facing the challenge of the true gospel.
保罗对福音的真实，他一点都不让步的。
And at this moment,those group of people, they use a different tactic to attack Paul.
这些人呢，他们用不同的方法来攻击保罗。
And to attack church.
他们也用不同的方法来攻击教会。
Chapter 4, verse 17 goes like this.
加拉太书四章十七节这样说。
Paul said, those people are zealous to win you over, but for no good.
那些人热心待你们，却不是好意。
What they want is to alienate you from us, so that you may have zeal for them.
是要离间你们，把你们关在外面，叫你们热心待他们。
What those people want to alienate you not only from us, but it's actually alienate you from the truth that is the true gospel.
保罗这里说的说，那些人他们所做的不只要离间你们跟我的关系，也要离间你们跟福音的关系。
And alienate you from Christ.
也要离间你们跟基督的关系。
They are leading those people to destruction.
他们是把这些人带到毁灭的状态中。
And this is scary.
这是很可怕的。
And those people, the tactic they use is to cause division in the church.
这些人呢，也因着他们所做的，在教会造成分裂。
And, this is because they do not understand the work of the cross.
这是因为他们不明白耶稣基督在十字架上面的工作。
And they carry their own understanding of their own background.
他们用他们自己的背景来明白福音。
They use the name of such as the leaders in Jerusalem to cause a social pressure upon Paul's church.
他们假借那些耶路撒冷领袖的声望，来造成人情世故的压力在人的身上。
Those people went to the churches in Galatia.
那些去到加拉太教会的人
，saying you are not a true church.
他们对加拉太的信徒说：“你们这些这里不是真的教会。”
The true church must be originated from the churches in Jerusalem.
真实的教会必须要从耶路撒冷那边来的。
And they try to discredit what Paul has done.
他们要贬低保罗的作为。
And they also alienate Paul's relationship with the church.
他们要离间保罗跟教会的关系。
So what do they do?
他们怎么做呢？
That is, they try to befriend.With the church first.
他们一开始跟教会假装友好。
And Jesus has said something about such people.
耶稣也对这样的人这样子说过。
Jesus said, "Watch out for false prophets."
耶稣说你们要防备假先知。
They come to you in sheep's clothing.
他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮。
But inwardly they are ferocious wolves.
里面却是残暴的狼。
So let me ask you something.
让我问一件问题，问你一件事。
Is wolf more ferocious, or and scary, or the wolf with sheepskin?
是狼可怕，还是披着羊皮的狼可怕呢？
Even carry with sheepskin.
即使是披着羊皮。
The eyes and the teeth are still wolves.
他们的眼睛跟牙齿仍然是狼的眼睛和狼的牙齿。
They come into the sheep pen for one reason.
他们来到羊圈只有一个目的。
It's to take over the sheep.
就是要来偷这些羊。
And take their lives.
来取他们的性命。
And you may wonder why in the world will be such people would like to do that.
你会想说为什么会有人这样子做呢？
They might do it for money.
他们或许是为着金钱。
For pride.
为着骄傲。
For ethnic background.
为着自己的习惯。
To boost up their own ego.
自我中心。
And yet they are hurting not only the church, God's church.
他们不只在伤害神的教会。
And they also want to hurt those who stand firm for God's word.
他们也在伤害那些传扬真理的工人。
I remember years ago,
我记得几年前,
there's a person in a church.
在教会里面有一个人,
this person happened to be the mid-tier leader in the church.
这个人是教会里面的中层领导。
And one day he came to the pastor of the church.
有一天他跑去找牧师。
And say, well, pastor, do you still have mortgage for your house?
他问牧师说：“牧师，你还有房贷吗？”
And apparently, this person is very caring for the pastor.
表面好像这个人很关心牧师。
And the pastor, being very simple-minded and very, very loving to the brother, and he told this person frankly that he did not have a mortgage anymore.
这个牧师是一个很老实，也是很爱弟兄的牧师。他就老实跟这个弟兄说：“没有，我没有任何的房贷。”
For my relative know that I have devoted my life to dedicate to the church. My relative who has some income decided to pay for my mortgage.
牧师说：“因为我的亲人知道我在神国度上那边的牺牲，所以呢，他们就为我付了这些房贷。”
Soon this news was spread into the church.
但是很快这个消息就被传播在整个教会了。
For what reason, you may ask?
你会问说为什么呢？
Because the person want to degrade the status of the pastor.
因为这个人他想要贬低牧师在教会的地位。
Because we Chinese, especially in church, we think a pastor should suffer, and that's If you suffer more, you are more spiritual.
因为我们中国人，特别在教会里面的中国人，我们认为牧师是应该要受苦的。如果你越受苦，你就是越属灵的牧师。
The best, if you suffer cancer and you, all the family got sick, you are very, very spiritual.
最好是你得了癌症，你的家人都生病了，你还这样侍奉，那你是很属灵的。
The person with evil intent.
这样的人，他里面有一个恶的思想。
It's like a wolf with sheep skin.
这种恶的企图就好像是狼披着羊皮一样。
And yet, how does Paul stand up to such attack?
保罗怎么样面对这样的攻击呢？
He lived a life with clear conscience all the time, with self-control all the time.
保罗他有一个清洁的良心来面对这样的一个攻击。
Whatever I do in morning, every single day, I do it to honor God.
保罗他知道他自己行得正，他每一天所做的是为了要荣耀神。
And therefore, he was able to stand up against to those accusations.
因此，他能够站立得正，对这些指控一点都不害怕。
Therefore, in the beginning of the book of Galatians chapter 2, he said, "When I went to Jerusalem."
因此，在加拉太书第二章的一开始，他说：“当我去到耶路撒冷
，I went to Jerusalem and see the leaders there.”
我去耶路撒冷见了一些有名望之人。
And I also share my testimony and my work to the leaders there.
我也对他们陈述我自己的见证。
So that I'm not laboring in vain.
所以我没有徒然奔跑。
So Paul saying, I respect the leaders in the Christianity circle.
保罗说，我很尊重这一些教会里面的领导。
I'm not the lone ranger.
我并不是一个独行侠。
And not only that.
不止这样子。
When I went to Jerusalem, I also brought along Titus with me.
当我一到耶路撒冷，我就带着提多跟我一起去。
Who happened to be a Gentile.
他是一个希利尼人。
Even though right now they went to the city and the capital of the Jews.
即使他们现在是去到犹太人的首都
，He did not force Titus to be circumcised.
保罗并没有勉强提多去受割礼。
For he know because Titus is a Gentile.
因为他知道提多他是希利尼人。
The act of making Titus to be circumcised will carry a misleading message to the Christian circle.
如果他强迫提多去受洗的话，去受割礼的话，就会有一个误导那些弟兄姐妹的一个信息。
So Paul is very conscientious in everything he does.
所以他在他所做的每件事情都是非常谨慎的。
In order to honor Christ.
为了是要荣耀耶稣基督。
The second method those people try to attack Paul is that using the social pressure.
第二个那些人要攻击保罗的方法就是用人情世故。
They use the names of the leaders in Jerusalem with high esteem, saying that they do not agree with you, Paul. They do not agree with you, your leader of the church. They are speaking to Paul's church members there.
他们用那些耶路撒冷领袖的名字来攻击保罗，说他们所传的跟你所传的并不尽相同。
So they are creating a social, they try to create a social pressure in the church.
他们想要在教会里面制造一个人情压力。
They are telling the people, "Hey, are you sure you are Christian?"
他们告诉人说，你确定你是基督徒吗？
Let me tell you, the leaders in the headquarters of Christianity may not agree with your teaching here.
让我告诉你，在基督教的总部那一些领导，他们对你所讲的并不完全同意哦。
The preacher who came to your church may not be sent by the headquarters.
来到你们教会的这个传道人不一定是从总部差来的哦。
You better think twice. Paul did not give you a full gospel.
你要小心哦，保罗并不是给你一个完全的救恩哦。
We are here to present a full gospel to you.
我们在这里是要告诉你一个完全的福音。
At that moment, they tried to infiltrate and penetrate into the congregation and start to spread the word about Paul's inadequacy.
他们在那时候想要渗透出进入整个教会，然后来攻击保罗。
They want to discredit Paul.
And
now Paul faced a big issue.
现在他保罗面对这样一个问题。
Those people were preaching the false doctrine.
这些人他们所传的是假的教义。
And yet they mixed with social pressure.
但是他们混淆了，掺杂了这一些人情世故。
They have been to the church for a while. They already start to make friends in the church.
这些人在教会已经一段时间了，他们在教会交了很多朋友了。
And they start to mix the false doctrine with relationship and friendship.And also the social pressure all together, all mixed together.
他们混淆了教义还有人事，所以把所有东西都混杂在一起了。
And what they want to do is that they want to mix this together so Paul couldn't face it.
他们想要做的就是把这些东西都混杂在一起，让保罗没有办法去面对。
Really, we all under social pressure all the time.
事实上，我们都在人情世故的压力之下。
When we are young, we face peer pressure.
当我们在年轻的时候，我们有同侪的压力。
When we are in the family, we may face some family relationship issue.
当我们在家庭中，我们也有家庭关系的一些压力。
And this can become our tool of manipulation.
这可能是我们可以用来左右他人的一个工具。
And it depends on how good you are in certain area. This you can manipulate in particular area. For example, I'm a programmer.
就看你在哪一方面你是特别有能力，你就可以用那方面来左右人。就好像我是一个程式设计师。
So everything I hear, everything I read has to be logical.
所以我不管听到什么或是看到什么，我都是从逻辑方面来思考。
And to me.Finding a fault of someone's logic is very easy for me.
我去寻找人家思想逻辑的思路是很容易的。
And for the Jewish people, of the Pharisee sect of the Jewish people at the time,
对犹太人的那一群法利赛人来说
they are egocentric.
他们是自我中心的。
They care very much how their appearance before the people.
他们很注重他们的外表。
They constantly want to present the best to others so they can appear more spiritual.
他们在人面前总是要展示最好的，所以可以让人家觉得他很属灵。
And therefore, they know how to create some situation that people can respect them.
因此，他们都知道怎么样来创造一种环境，让人家对他们很尊重。
Because they think about it all the time.
因为他们都在一直在想这方面的事。
And for this very reason, they also know how to cause embarrassment and awkwardness for other people.
因为这样子，他们很知道怎么样让别人难堪。
They know how to create a situation make people will respect them less.
他们知道怎么样制造一个环境让别人难堪的情形。
And this is the reason why in the gospel they know how to trick and trap Jesus. Trap Jesus.
他们也是用这样的方法在福音上面来设计耶稣。
And now this similar type of people, they come into the church in Galatia and they try to make Paul look bad.
同样这样的人来到了加拉太教会就是要让保罗难堪。
And what did Paul do?
保罗怎么做呢?
They created a haywire, a mass wire ball and threw at Paul.
他们把一堆乱七八糟的东西扔向了保罗。
And Paul said, I don't care.
保罗说，我不怕。
In chapter 2, verse 20, Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ and no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
加拉太书二章二十节，保罗说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
You can taint my name, I don't care.
你污蔑了我的名，我不管。
And sometimes when I read chapter 2, I say to myself, Paul, you are crazy.
有时候我在看这个加拉太书第二章，我觉得保罗，你还要混吗？
And Paul, how dare you say you don't care those leaders in Jerusalem?
你怎么敢说你不理会那一些在耶路撒冷的领袖呢？
How could you dare and point out the wrongdoing of Peter in front of before the congregation?
你怎么敢在众信徒面前来指出彼得的错误呢？
Don't you know this letter people are going to spread around?
你不知道你所写的这封信大家都会四处传吗?
And soon after, are you going to survive in the Christian circle?
你想你还能够在这一个基督教的圈子里面混吗?
True, yes, you no longer live, but are you sure? Are you going to continue to serve?
是啊,你说我现在活的不再是我,不过你很确定你还能够侍奉吗?
I believe there is something in Paul that convinced him that he can write this letter and send out.
我相信在保罗里面有一个东西让他很勇敢地写这样的书信然后传出去。
Because he trusts those leaders.
因为他相信那一些领袖。
They have confidence in them if they are truly saved by Christ. They know whatever wrote by Paul is genuine, is sincere.
保罗他相信那些领袖，如果他们真是因信耶稣基督得救的话，他们就会相信保罗所写的信是真实的。
And Paul trusts that he knows their name were misused by those group of people.
保罗也相信。只是那一些人假借那些使徒的名而已。
And because his trust in the workers in Jerusalem,
因为保罗对耶路撒冷的那群工人有信心。
He demolished the scheme of the devil.
他就破坏了恶者的计谋。
And now, I remember a story of my father.
我记得我父亲的一个故事。
My father just passed away last month.
我父亲在上个月过世了。
And last month we hold the funeral service. Many of you came. I truly appreciate that.
在上个月我们举行了一个追思礼拜，我很谢谢大家，很多人来。
A story was told by my brother about my father.
我哥哥在那一个追思礼拜里面讲了一个我父亲的故事。
I remember every New Year's during Chinese New Year's, my parents would go out of house. I try to.Greet the neighbors and their relatives.
我记得以前在中国新年的时候，我的家人都会出去到街上邻居去跟他们问好。
Being the youngest of the family, I often was left home.
我那时候是最小的，所以我常常是被留在家里。
I remember I was only 6 years old.
我记得我那时候才六岁。
And at the time, people would come to my house and ring the bell.
在那个时候会有人来我家按了门铃。
They brought boxes of fruit and give to us, saying, "Well, Happy New Year."
他们带了整箱的水果来，就说新年快乐。
And each time, I remember for a number of years, each time when my parents came home and find out what I have done.
有好几年我都记得，每一次我父母回来发现我收了那些礼物。
And they will get very, very angry.
他们非常的生气。
And they don't even open those fruit boxes.
他们完全都没有打开那些水果箱。
And they will ask my brother to send those gifts back to whoever sent it to us.
他们就叫我的哥哥把这些水果都送回去给那些送的人。
For it is very possible people would put bribery money under the fruit boxes.
因为在那个时候很有可能有人会在送礼的时候把要贿赂的钱放在那个箱子底下。
For my father working a high position in the government agency.
因为我父亲是在政府部门有很高的职位。
And when I grew older, I thought, well, this is just a loss of money. It's just a matter of money.
我大一点，我觉得说这个是就是损失了好多钱。
And later on, I realized this is the matter of money.
但是事实上，我觉得这个是。
Later on, I realized this is not just a matter of money.
后来我发现这个不只跟金钱有关系而已。
Because my father violated the hidden practice.The unspoken practice of the workplace.
因为这样的事情不只是金钱的问题，而是一些潜规则的一些问题。
That's stress. That's pressure.
那就是压力。
And what should we do?
那你要怎么做呢？
And Paul say, "I won't bow down to this."
保罗说，我不会妥协的。
And Paul say, "Because I have a calling from above."
因为保罗知道我是有一个从上面来的呼召。
I won't be influenced by the earthly matter.
我不会被这世界的潮流所影响。
Because I have been called what to do.
因为我是被呼召来做一件事的。
This is a glass walkway in China.
这是在中国有一个玻璃的走廊。
Now this is a few thousand feet above the ground.
这是几千英尺高的一个玻璃走廊。
For people to walk through the pathway.
人要走过这样子的一个长廊。
One thing they should never do.
他们有一件事情他们是不应该
is to look down.
就是不应该往下看。
However, if they just look forward, if they just look for the rail, they will walk just as they how they walk normally.
但是如果他们是往前看的话，他们就可以正常的行走。
And Paul say, I know the secret to help me to walk straight on the path, how I minister to the people.
保罗说，我知道我要向人传福音的这条道路，我应该要怎么走
？Is that all? I only look above.
那就是我只往上看。
I only focus the priority of my life.
我只专注在我生命里面的重要的事情。
One is I preach the gospel.
第一个就是福音，我传福音的真理。
I defend the truth.
我护卫真理。
Then I hope all others' soul can be saved.
我愿意他人的灵魂得救。
And how my reputation will come out to be, or how my human relationship, that's all secondary.
我个人的融入和人际关系，那都是次要的。
And when I read Paul's letter to the Galatian church,
当我读保罗写给加拉太书人的书信时，
I wonder, his letter is so harsh.
我觉得他的书信是很严厉的。
Did he succeed?
他成功了吗？
Did the church actually listen to him?
教会真的听他的吗？
Or the relationship has been broken ever since?
或是因着这封书信，教会的关系被破坏了。
And he failed.
然后他失败了呢？
I believe he succeeded.
我相信他是成功了。
Otherwise, this letter won't be preserved, and that we all can read today.
不然这封书信不会流传到今天，我们能够一起来读。
For the very reason he put his attention and focus on God's calling.
因为他的注意力，他专注在从上面来呼召他的神。
The adversary of the gospel will attack from all angles.
福音的敌人会从各方面来攻击我们。
From social pressure,
人情世故。
To mix, to entangle of different doing and different saying through all at you.
掺杂各样各式的作为跟说法。
And that causes you pressure.
制造你的在你面前制造一个压力。
But Paul is very focused.
但是保罗非常的专注。
If we are not focused,
如果我们不专心的话，
we will be persuaded.
我们很容易被说服的。
And we will, our spiritual life will be a mess.
我们属灵的生命就会这样子一直往下。
A few years ago, a church.
在几年前有一个教会。
When they come to a very critical issue that all members should come to church and start to vote.
他们面对一个很重大的问题，所有弟兄姐妹都要来到教会来投票。
A person in the church just start calling all the other people.
有一个教会的人就开始打电话给每一个人。
Say, if you don't vote this way, you are no longer my friend.
他们对那些，他打电话给每一个人说，你如果不这样子投票的话，你就不再是我的朋友
了。They use social pressure to persuade people's spiritual discernment.
他用的就是这种人情压力来左右人的决定跟思想。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
if we are not careful,
如果我们不小心的话，
we will fall into the trap of the devil.
我们就会落入那恶者的陷阱。
We must understand why we are saved today.
我们必须要明白我们今天是怎么样得救的。
It's because of the work of Christ.
是因着耶稣基督的作为。
And we need to stand firm on this gospel truth.
我们要在这个福音真理上站立得稳。
And we must respond to the calling.
我们要对这个呼召有一个回应。
And for the sake of salvation of others.
为着他人救恩的缘故。
This is a very difficult sermon for me.
今天这个是对我来讲是一个很难的讲道。
Because I myself, sometimes I try to withdraw. I say, I cannot handle the mess.
我自己来讲，很多时候我都想要后退，因为我觉得我没有办法处理这些复杂人际关系。
But Paul say, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
但是保罗说，我今天不再活着呢，是基督里面在我里面活着。
May this become our encouragement and understanding of our life.
愿这段话也成为我们的鼓励，以及我们对神呼召的一个认识。